morning, Birmingham. Here once again, share with you the good news of the gospel. There's only one gospel, don't you know? Only one set of good news, and that's from Almighty God, your Creator and mine, the one who's given us life and being. How do you do, sir? Have a good day, sir. We got copies here of God's Word. You'd like a copy? This here's John's Gospel, and gives you, light, understanding of the person of Jesus, and what it is that He's done, sent into the world by His Father to save, to bring sinners like you and I to a knowledge of God Himself.
TBS stuff out?
In Jesus Christ. Son of God, my friend, is here. Yeah. In God's Word, read all about it. Take a copy home with you and read, digest, study, meditate on God's Word. Who knows the fruit that it might bear? Bring you to a knowledge of God. I don't mean knowing about Him, I mean actually knowing Him personally. Relationship. You will, sir. Yeah, okay, sir. There you go, sir. You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good day, sir. Enjoy. Enjoy. Got plenty more you'd like a copy of God's Word, please. Please do. Feel free to come and ask for one. Who knows? Maybe God shine the light into your heart and mind and reveal the knowledge of Himself to you in His Son. Sent into the world, and this is the love of God that we bring to you, my friends. For God so loved the world that He gave. Yes, He's a giving God. He's always giving. He gives us light. He gives us life. He gives us food on our tables, warmth and shelter. He gives us every good thing. He's always giving. He's a giving God. He's a good God. He's the overflowing fountain of all good. Come to Him today through His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He gave into the world, and that to die on a cross and rise again from the dead, in order that sinners like you and I, that's who we all are. I'm not just pointing a finger at you, I'm pointing a finger at me too. When the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that's you, that's me, that's my buddy here to my right, that's us all. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all need a Savior. We all need Jesus. You need Jesus more than you need to breathe, believe me. Because when you've gone out of this world, departed from it, too late then to get right with God, too late then to do the business of salvation. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time, says God. Now is the day, this day, this Wednesday. This day, my friends, today you can be right with God. Today you can be flying as on the wings of an eagle, soaring to the heavens with God in His presence. And that forevermore, for the want of coming to the Savior, for the want of believing in Jesus, for the want of receiving Jesus, receiving the gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here today, a gift to be taken, a gift to be received. He came to His own, but His own received Him not. They didn't want Him. They discarded Him. They rejected Him. They crucified Him. But to as many as believed on Him, as many as did receive Him, to them He gave the powers of God, my friends, the excellency of the powers, not of me, not of the preacher, the excellency of the powers of God. He gave the power. Power belongs to God. The power to save, the power to heal, the power to deliver. Oh, receive the gift of God today. And receive the power to become a child of God instead of a child of wrath. Reconciled to God. This, my friends, is the word of God, the promise of God to you, contained in the Holy Bible alone. Nowhere else will you find Jesus. These are they, he says, that testify of me, sent them, for in them you think you have eternal life, and you do, if you seek, if you find him, and if you come to him, if you trust in him, if you believe in him, you shall be saved, is God's assurance. Only believe, only trust in what another has done for you, in what Jesus has done for sinners. Trust in him, my friend. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy but to trust and obey. Everybody wants to be happy. Why am I not happy? Why am I miserable, you say? Because of sin, my friend. Sin causes the misery. Jesus causes the happiness. Everlastingly happiness. Never to be unhappy again. A joy that no man shall take from you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come to Jesus. Come to him today. Put your trust in him. The Son of God and God the Son, who came down into this sin-cursed and dark world in order to give us light, love, liberty, and salvation. For the want, only for the want of believing, truly believing, trusting in Jesus, forgiveness, pardon. There is forgiveness with God that he may be feared. And that forgiveness, my friends, comes to you, is mediated to you, to us, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's what he came for. Our question today, two questions today. The first one is this. Why was the mediator, why was he called Jesus? Why was he given that name? The short answer is because he saves his people from their sins. But that's what his name means. That's what the name Jesus means. It means Savior. That's what he is. And that's what he came for. That's what he was sent for. That's what he was named for. His father, his father is in heaven. His father is a heavenly father. He did not have an earthly father. His mother did not name him. No. An angel from heaven instructed them what his name was to be. His name is a God-given name. Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because he's a savior. Because that's what he is, and that's what he came for. And who knows what he would save you today. In fact, I'll be emphatic about it. You were to trust in him as Savior. He would save you. That's his business. That's what he does. The Bible says, judgment. Oh, he does judge, but judgment is his strange work. Oh, he delights in mercy. He delights in mercy. He has a care. He has a love for lost sinners. Read the Bible. See what he's like. He's compassionate, lowly-minded. He's meek, he's gentle. And he promises, he assures that he will cast out none who come to him. You will never turn. You will never be turned away. Nobody in hell, I tell you, nobody in hell ever says, I came to Jesus, but he rejected me. No, you come to Jesus. He will not cast you out. He will save you because that's what he is. That's what he is. That's what he was sent for. And that's what he was named for. That's what his name means. He is a savior and he saves. save you today, save you from your wretchedness, save you from your misery. He would save you because he's a savior, and he saves to the uttermost all who come to God through him. But there's only one savior, only one, my friends, not two, not three, not four. So that means, my friends, that all the other religions, all the religions of the world, Islam, Roman Catholicism, Watchtower Society, all the cults and sects, it means, my friends, that there's no salvation in them, because the Bible says there's salvation in none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. There's only one Savior, one mediator, one way back to God from the dark path of sin, and Jesus says, I am it, I'm he, I am the way back to God, I am the truth that will make you free, I am the life, eternal and everlasting life to give to you, if you will but come to me and trust me, because he says, none, no one cometh unto the Father, no one gets right with God but by me. Only through Jesus. Only through the Son of God. His name is Jesus. That's what his name means. Savior. Oh, who? And what is that he saves and saves from, you might ask the question. Well, my friends, he saves those who come to him. He saves those who are sorry for their sin, who repent of their sin. He saves those who confess their sins. He saves those, my friends, who are not self-righteous, you know. You know, those manner of people who think, well, they're okay. I can get by myself, thank you very much. I don't need a Savior. I don't need Jesus. I'm not a sinner. I can do things of my own. I don't need them, they say. They're self-righteous. And some of them are religious. They're very, very religious. They're self-righteous, religious people. But Jesus did not come for them. He does not save them. He cannot save them. They don't need saving. But for those who need saving, those he saves, those who come to him, those who trust in him, those who believe in him, those that truly believe that he is God, that he is the Son of God, that he is God the Son, and that he came down from heaven, and he was given the name Jesus because he's a Savior, and he came to save men and women, ordinary men and women like you and I. That's what he came for, and that's what he was named for. He saves people. He saves men and women. Oh, my friend, what are your troubles today? What are your distresses today? What are your weaknesses today? What is it you fret about today? Is it loneliness? Is it sickness? Is it the fear of death? What is it, my friend? What troubles you? Look into the Word of God. Read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See the kind of people that Jesus dealt with. They come to him with all kinds of problems. Family problems, personal problems, problems of evil. They come to him and he heals them. He binds up their hearts. He saves them. He saves them because that's what he is. He's a Savior and that's what he came for, to save. He loves sinners. He died for sinners. He rose again from the dead to justify sinners. So my friends, whatever your burden, whatever your trouble, whatever my friends, that keeps you from God and keeps you from the immensity of his love, the love that he has for you today, whatever it is that hinders you, that keeps you from his divine love, come to Jesus with it. Let him deal with it. Cast your burdens upon him. Cast your cares upon him. Cast your upon him. Cast your worries upon him. Cast your distress upon him. Whatever it is, your family, cast your family upon him. Jesus is mighty and strong. I tell you, he's able. He has the strength and the power to lift the heaviest burden from off of a man or woman. But you must come to him. You must come to him in faith. You must come to him believing. He says, if thou canst believe, if only you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Only believe. You must come to him trusting. Trusting that he is a Savior. Trusting that he will save you. Come to him and come to him today. Do not delay, my friends. And enter into the vast, all the immense love, redeeming love of God. The love that sent Jesus. The love that gave him that name. That name which is above every other name. Jesus, Savior. That's what his name means. That's what he is and that's what he does. He saves, my friend. He saves, I tell you, the most wretched of people. He saves, I tell you, the worst of people. Oh, you say, my crimes. Oh, my crimes, if you only knew the things that I've done, been involved in, you would never be telling me to come to Jesus. He's for good people, not bad people like me. No, no, no. I did not come to call the righteous, he says. I came to call sinners to repentance. You're exactly the kind of person he came for. However bad your sins, however bad they are, however vile, however many, however long you've been at it, are you young, are you old? You've been sinning all your days, whatever you be. Come to Jesus. Come to him today. Come to the Savior. He saves men and women, just like you and I, ordinary men and women. He brings them to God. He brings them to the love of God. He brings them to the grace of God. He brings them to the mercy of God. He brings them to the kindness of God. He brings them. Oh, he brings them, my friends, to friendship with God. Into a bond of friendship with God that can never, never be broken. But my friends, he comes. He saves. His name is Jesus. Savior, that's what his name means. And he saves people. And what does he save them from? All kinds of maladies. But these are just symptoms, my friend. These are just symptoms. Oh, you say, well, I've been engaged in sexual immorality. Oh, you say, I've been engaged in theft. Oh, you say, I've been engaged in idolatry. Oh, you say, I've been engaged in all kinds of sins. These, my friends, are just the symptoms. The symptoms of a greater problem that lies underneath. Sin, my friend, sin. Our sin natures. You see, the Bible tells us that we were all of us conceived in sin. We were born in sin. We come into the world shaped in iniquity, the Bible says, in lawlessness. Sinners all our days. Why? Because we've got sin inside. Because our hearts are sinful. Because our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We've all got sin in us. It's the disease, my friends, common to all men. None of us escape it. All of sin that comes short of the glory of God. It's that sin that Jesus came to save from. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sin. My friends, that's sin nature. Who has the power, I ask you, to change their natures? Can a leopard change his spots? No, That's his natural condition. Can a man or woman change their sinful nature? No, that's our natural state and condition, yours and mine. But who can change? Well, it would take a miracle. It would take a mighty act by the Son of God. It would take the mighty Jesus to do that. That's why he said to the religious man who thought that his religion was good enough, he said, "Ye must be born again." He says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Never mind enter into it. So you see, my friends, it's a miracle that's needed. Such a miracle as only Jesus can perform. The miracle of God's grace in causing a man or woman to be born again. Not physically, but spiritually, my friends. Given a new nature, given the life of Jesus, given the love of Jesus into our hearts, my friends, changing our natures, making us a new creation in Jesus Christ, a work of recreation, making you all over again, so that, my friends, the old is gone, the old nature is dealt with, and the new has come. The old sins are gone, and a new life of obedience has come. Oh, this is Jesus. This is my Jesus. This is the Jesus of the Bible. I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, you have a sin problem. You have a sin issue. We all do. A sin nature, out of what comes all the symptoms of sin, my friends. All the sins of the world. Jesus bore the penalty. Jesus took upon himself, upon that cross, there's the manifestation. There's the revelation of his love for you, a sinner. He died for sinners. Oh, maybe you say, maybe perhaps I'm not one of his elect. Oh, my friends, that's not your question. Your question is, are you a sinner? And if you're a sinner, Jesus died for sinners. And if you're a sinner, Jesus came to save sinners. So come to him, and come to him with your sin, sincerely, truly, honestly believing, and he will save you. That's his name. That's what he came for. That's what he does. That's his best work. Saving, my friends. Saving sinners. And that, my friends, whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you confess it or not, whether you own up to it or not, my friends, that's what you are. That's what we all are. Every one of us, Adam's children. And by natural generation, we're all sinners in Adam before we've done anything, thought anything, said anything. But oh, my friend, not only are we sinners by nature, but sinners by practice too. And because of that, alienated from God, alienated from the love of God, strangers to the love of God. Oh, if you knew the love that God has for you, if you knew the love of Jesus, the knowledge of Jesus, eternal life, my friend. Oh, the sweet fragrance, I tell you, of the knowledge of Jesus, who came into the world and who was given this name, Jesus, Savior, that he might save sinners. Wretched sinners, by dying on that cross, taking their sins upon himself, taking their curse upon himself, taking their wrath upon himself, so that they could be free, so that they could be reconciled to God, so that they, my friends, could be redeemed from the curse of the law. So, my friend, that Jesus Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. No God but Jesus. Muhammad's an imposter. Muhammad's an imposter. An imposter. Blasphemous religion. No God but Jesus Christ. No Savior but Jesus Christ. I tell you, my friends, no mediator but Jesus Christ. He came to save people from their damnable religion. He came to save people, my friends, from their false religions. He came to save them, my friends, from the clutches of the imposters, Muhammad, the Watchtower Society, and the popes of Rome. He came to save men and women from the bondage, the enslavement to such religions. He came to save, that's what he does. Muhammad doesn't save anybody. He didn't die for anybody's sins. He went to his own place, my friend. He's lost and lost forever. My friends, he denied the Son of God. Islam denies the Son of God. The Watchtower Society denies the Son of God. Ah, only one way back to God. Only one way, Jesus. God manifested the flesh, my friends. Came to deliver men and women from the enslavement to their religion. My friends, only Jesus. Only Jesus died for sinners. Only his blood can atone for your sin. There's no blood sacrifice in Islam. There's no forgiveness in Islam. There's no remission of sin in Islam. Because there's no blood sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Jesus shed his blood. God provided us with the necessary blood sacrifice. His own Son, whom he called Jesus, to die on the cross, to shed his blood, to take away, to wash us and make us clean and make us fit for God, to reconcile us to God, to deal with our alienation, to deal with our estrangement. And my friend, to bring you out of the poverty of your religion, to bring you out of the poverty of your enslavement to religion, to bring you out, my friends, of the bondage of your sin, your enslavement to sin. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Sin's the problem. You got a bad heart, you got a bad head, you got a bad heart, you got a bad record. And Jesus came and died on that cross and rose again from the dead to deal with them all. To put your head right, your heart right, and set your record straight. He came to wash you and make you clean. He came to bathe you in his blood. He came to sprinkle you with his blood to wash and make you clean. You must be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my friends, there's no going to heaven. There's no rightness with God. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? They must be. I tell you, matters not where you came from, your background, your color, or creed. Whether you come from Afghanistan or Alaska or anywhere else in between, in order to be right with God, in order to get to heaven, you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There's no other cure. There's no other Savior. There's no other mediator. There's no one else can bring you back to God. It's what he died for on that cross, to bring you back to God. To bring you back from the pathway of sin. To bring you back from the pathway of unbelief. To bring you back from the pathway of false religion. To bring you back from the pathway of misery. And to bring you into everlasting happiness. and the everlasting love of God. Oh, taste and see the love of God. Taste and see that God is good. Whoops. Dropped your flowers, mate. Oh, I tell you, my friend. It's better experience. It's better tasted than told. I can tell you about the love of God. I can tell you about the love of Jesus. I can tell you about his heart for sinners. I can tell you. But my friends, it's better experience. You've got to experience the love of Jesus. You've got to taste it. You've got to feel it. You've got to know it in your heart. You've got to be born again. You must be. Some people asked the preacher once, they said, why do you keep saying this? You must be born again. And he said, because you must be. You must be. There's no other way for God to come, my friend. Come to your heart through the preaching of the gospel in the birth of his son, Jesus, and to work in your heart, my friend, to take the stone out of you, the stony heart out of you, and give you a heart of flesh, a heart that loves God and loves your neighbor, a heart that loves. Oh, my friends, there's only one religion of peace, and it's not Islam. Oh, dear, if you can't see that, if you can't see that by now, I doubt you'll ever see it. There's only one religion of peace. There's only one religion of love. God sent love down from heaven. God sent love, incarnate love. God sent his son, Jesus. He is the love of God. Manifest, my friend. Before the whole world, it wasn't done in a corner. It was done before the whole world, openly, publicly, for all to see the Son of God crucified in the love of God, manifesting the love of God. That those who believe, those who trust in him, in what he has done in his person as a Savior, would be saved, brought to a knowledge, brought to the experience of God's love, brought to taste God's love, brought to know God's love, and never, never to be separated again from God's love. That's the gospel, my friend. And there's only one gospel, because there's only one Savior, because there's only one mediator, and his name is Jesus. For thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. As he saved you, will he save you? Well, I don't know. How could I possibly know that? But let me ask you, will you come to him? Will you come to Jesus? He bid you to come. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, he says. What hinders you? Nothing but your unbelief. Come to me. Trust me. I'll lift your burdens from off you. I'll set you free. I'll save you because I am a Savior. And that's what I do best. That's what I do best. Are you a sinner? Will you come to him? That's the question. Will you believe in him? Will you trust him as the Son of God and as God the Son? Will you trust him as Savior and Lord? We preach Christ to you, not ourselves. What could I do for you? What could my colleague here do for you? We're just earthen vessels. We're just spokesmen, we're just ambassadors. That's all we are for Christ. We just tell you the good news. The excellency of the powers of God is to Jesus that you must come and taste the power to make you free. The power to free you from your sin. The power to make you whole. Oh, come to me, says Jesus. Will you come to him? That's the question. He's there. He's ready. He's willing. Open arms, my friend. I preach to you a Jesus with open arms. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me, he said. Birmingham, there's enough salvation in the whole. There's enough salvation in Jesus. There's enough salvation in the name of Jesus for the whole city of Birmingham. If the whole city of Birmingham would come to him. But you will not come. You will not come to me that you might have life, says Jesus. Not willing to come to him. Shame on you, Birmingham. Shame on you. That God should so love a world of sinners and send his son down into this sin-cursed world, into this dreary city of yours. Send his son, his very best, send him into this world and have him crucified, nailed to that cross, dead, buried, and raised again from the dead so that you can be forgiven. So that you can be set free. So that you can be loved everlastingly. And you will not come to me. Shame on you, Birmingham. You will not come to me, he said. That you might have life. But oh, I tell you, there's life in Jesus. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. What he came for, to life sinners, not to feed you with dead religion. You've got enough of that. You've got a city full of dead religion, dead, putrid, acrid religion with the stench of death all over it. Huh? That's your Birmingham religion today. It's got the stench of death on it, my friend. Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Is that you? Now you would describe yourself today as someone with abundant life in you. It doesn't show on your faces. But that's what Jesus came. He came to bring love to a loveless world. He came to bring life to a dead world. He came to bring liberty to enslaved sinners. And he came, my friend. Oh, he came to bring light, he said. In the beginning, he said, let there be light. Let there be light, and there was light. And when the gospel, when Jesus is preached amongst you, my friend. He says, let there be light in the souls of men and women, that they might see, that they might behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We preach not ourselves. We're just earthen vessels. I can do nothing but point you in the right way. Show you the way of life, that's all I can do. But there's one, my friend, the one whom I preach to you, the one whom I tell you of, the mighty, mighty Jesus, the mighty Son of God with mighty, almighty power, able to save you. Able to redeem you. Able to bring you to the love of God and bring the love of God to you. And able, my friends, to put eternal, everlasting life into your soul. My sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Eternal life. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. For the want of believing, oh Birmingham, believe today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe, only believe, says Jesus. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God has raised his Son from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Faith, my friend. Birmingham, I pray for you week by week that God pour faith into your hearts. A living faith. The faith to lay hold upon Jesus. To even touch the border of his garment, that you might be made well. God sends his word and heals his people and delivers them from destruction. Eternal, everlasting destruction. That's what you're faced with without Jesus, and that's what he came to save you from. That's what he does save men and women from. Saves them because he's a Savior. That's his name. Jesus, Savior, no other. Come to the Savior of the world today and put your trust, your confidence in him. Be with faith, my friend. Be not unbelieving, but believe and be free and be saved. Be delivered from eternal destruction and receive everlasting life in the name which is above every other name, Jesus, Savior and Lord, whom I declare to you here today. His admonition is, Birmingham, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God's love and grace is at hand. You'd like a copy of God's word, the Bible, New Testament, offered to you freely without cost or obligation to you. Like a copy of God's word, meditate upon. See what God the Lord would say to you. Come and ask for one. Gladly, freely place into your hand. May God bless you, Birmingham. May God bless you and have mercy.